And I speak to you in God's holy name. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." But again he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" And this is an age-old question, a question that we ask ourselves. Who do we say that Jesus is for us in our lives? Let's give it some context. At the time of Jesus' teaching with the disciples, the people of their own time felt that the Messiah would come in great majesty, would come with power, with hugely beautiful armament, and be shining like gold, and people would be overawed by this powerful presence of God that was going to stamp down all the enemies of God, in other words, all the enemies of the Jewish people, under God's feet. And that no one could miss the fact that God was coming like a bulldozer and wiping out all the enemies of the Hebrew people. That's what they felt that Messiah was going to be. That they felt that this would be who Messiah was. There would be no mistaking Messiah, and the power would be great, and the Romans would be pushed into the sea, just like the Egyptians historically had drowned in the sea, so would the Romans. Because they were an oppressed people, and they felt God only can save us, and God is going to come and trample our enemies under his feet. That was the image. But all of a sudden, here is Jesus, meek, mild, inclusive, beating down the norms of the day, accepting tax collectors and hugging them, taking the prostitutes and treating them with respect, taking people who weren't Jewish, a horror to the Jewish people, and treating them as equals. This was shocking. And they saw the wisdom, the disciples who were closest to Jesus, saw the wisdom of Jesus in all that he was doing. But they really couldn't see him as Messiah because their eyes were blinded by what their image was of what Messiah was going to be. So they thought, well, Jesus must be a prophet. Maybe it's Elijah, come back. Because they had the belief that Elijah was going to come back. And maybe they thought, well, John the Baptist, he was with us, he was killed, but now he's been resurrected, and he's living in Jesus. And Jesus put all that aside and said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter got it right. He said, "You are Messiah." And in later versions that came after Mark's writing, "The Son of the Risen, the Son of God." But the question remains for us today. Who do we say that Jesus is for us? And that's a question that each and every one of us must answer for ourselves. It's a time to reflect personally. Who is Jesus for me? I met a person yesterday. It was amazing. A woman from a very fundamentalist group, the Southern Baptists. She told me she was from Southern Baptists. She was a bit younger than me. She had moved to Bellingham from Texas. And she came up to an event in Abbotsford that I attended last night. And we were seated together by accident. And we started talking, and she found out that I was an Anglican clergyman. And she wanted to then start talking to me about how did I see life as a Christian. And I wanted to equally see how she saw life as a Christian. And she was in rapture telling me about this Godland or something like that, that has just been opened in Texas. And about how all the images of the scripture have been put into some kind of three-dimensional relief. And they even have Jesus there. And I said, so you have a mummified Jesus, do you? And she said, yes, we have this stuffed Jesus. And I said, well, what color is stuffed Jesus? She didn't want to answer. I said, I bet you made him white. Jesus wasn't white. But it was very interesting. And she was going on about how much this installation costs and how good it was. And I said, but is your Jesus a mummified Jesus? She looked shocked. And then we started talking about the issues of the day. And how would Jesus respond to the issues of the day? I said, don't forget, Jesus is alive in love. And that we as Christians today must live out that love. And she said, well, like, what do you mean? I said, well, how do you feel about gay and lesbian people? Do you see them as equal to you? No. I said, well, they are. And Jesus would have them equal. Jesus loves them like he would love you or I. And I talked a little bit about non-binary human sexuality that flew this woman over the moon, I think. But we have to be prepared to stand up for what we know to be true. And I said, you know that the time when the Christian scripture was written, I said, and that don't confuse it with the Hebrew Bible, but the Christian scripture, the New Testament, that the world they understood was flat, and you know what I'm going to tell them, and the dome and so on. I said, that was an image of the world that they had. Jesus knew differently, but the people would not understand it if he told them the difference. But we know differently today. And so we have to have a more bigger vision of who we are as Christians. And she just had a lot of trouble with that. Because it wasn't safe. It wasn't all in the box. It was outside of the box. It was emergent. This vision that we have to deal with the issues of today as Christians and respond to them in a full and loving manner as Jesus exemplified in his life. That's how we answer the question, who is Jesus for us today? And this whole idea is very foreign to some people who live in our midst. But I'm encouraging us all that when you get into that situation where you are sat down next to a stranger and religion comes up, and maybe you're going to say, don't worry, I'm not going to make sure that religion never comes up in my conversations. But if it happens to, try to respond in a way of love and care, but also with the vision of who we are as Anglican Christians living today. I know it feels unsafe to even contemplate, how do I respond to that question, who do you say that I am, when we're thinking about Jesus? But I encourage you to think about, I am going to stand up that Jesus is alive. Jesus is not stuffed in some kind of thing in Texas. That Jesus is alive in my heart. Jesus is alive for me in my decision making, in my reaching out to other people around me, in my care, in my inclusiveness, in my thinking. And I pray today that as we receive the sacrament of the alive presence of Jesus within us, that we take that aliveness of Jesus out into the world. That Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, who propels us to live in that alive way with the people of the world with whom we encounter. People who are different than us, people who we may not have much in common, who look differently than us, who maybe have different beliefs than us, but always remembering that Jesus loves them all, and we are called to love. May God bless us all as we journey and minister. Amen.